In this film you're hearing, called Once We Get There, there are two women driving into Philadelphia across the Walt Whitman Bridge. You can hear the tires thumping on the highway concrete. And then one of them reads an excerpt from Walt Whitman's poem, Song of Myself.
Okay, time to be serious. Now I will do nothing but listen. I hear all sounds running together.
While they were talking, the two used a GPS device to record their movement in space. What you're seeing while hearing this is a Google Earth image with an animated line tracking their trajectory. Dutch artist Ivar van Beckum says the flattened, low-resolution satellite image, paired with natural sound, creates tension.
We have this reality within the sound, and this artificial world, which is Google Earth, is kind of a copy of the world. Kind of recognizable. You recognize trees, you see some cars, but it's a blurry, unrealistic world. You should fill in that gap yourself.
Van Beckum and his partner, Esther Pollock, asked dozens of people in Philadelphia to explore their city this way, recording both sounds and global positions. The result is that film and the mostly unedited tracks on a website called 250miles.net. It was commissioned by the Science Center in West Philadelphia as part of the 1% for Art program, which requires new developments on city-owned land to contribute 1% of construction costs to public art. In the last few years, the 1% program has been rethinking what can be considered public art. This is its first artist residency. Esther Pollock, the other half of the artist duo, says this is a modern take on landscape painting.
It's not totally a familiar way of showing it, but that's what any landscape painter would aim for a new kind of visualization.
The film, Once We Get There, will screen on Thursday evening at the Rotunda in West Philadelphia, and the website is interactive, allowing anybody to access its customized tracking animation code to make their own walkabout. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.